get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm your host, David Blackman, with my co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Excited for this episode. Yeah, how about you?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. This is one that's near and dear to my heart, you know. As a new web developer, this one can get you in a lot of trouble if you don't know how to handle it. So it is how to prevent scope creep with your web development clients. So in the event that you don't know what scope creep is, my good friend Tim is going to tell you, let you know what it is.
Yeah, basically, when you start a project, you should have a clear scope of what that project entails. And scope creep, as it's been known to be called, is when that scope tends to get bigger. And, you know, the client's asking for different things that they want you to do. And so suddenly the scope that you agreed to and they're paying you for is suddenly a lot bigger. And so the scope creeps into, or the project scope just creeps open, I guess is the way to describe it. It's kind of a funny word, but yeah, that's in a nutshell is what scope creep is.
Yeah, that is.
So how do we avoid that?
It's kind of funny. Well, first and foremost, one way that you can avoid it is an ironclad contract. You know, make sure that you have an out of scope clause in your contract that states any work deemed as not within the scope will be billed on an hourly rate. That way that you can have your hourly rate set, discuss it with the client, and they can sign off on whether or not they want to add that or those details to the project. So ironclad contract, make sure you have a scope clause in there, define your hourly rate, and then hopefully won't run into any issues. Yeah. What else, Tim's another good way to prevent scope creep?
Yeah, this one's kind of a no-brainer, but it's just so incredibly important, and that is excellent communication with the client. So through every aspect of the project, so that everyone knows what is happening with the project, great communication in the contract itself. It's kind of goes without being said, but we're going to say it because it is that important.
Absolutely. This next one was a profound realization for me when I realized it. You know, someone told this to me, you know, I was the world, you know, I was like a kid pretty much. I got to be honest. I was like a kid. You know, somebody would tell me no, and I would say why, you know, no, well, why? You know, I wanted to know what the reason was for no. And one day as an adult, you know, a friend of mine looked at me and said, David, no is a complete sentence. And I just kind of stood there stunned, and I realized that, you know what? No is a complete sentence. I don't have to justify why it is that I don't want to do something if I don't need to. So, you know, no is a complete sentence. So if a client, you know, wants you to do something that's out of scope of the project, it's okay to say no. Now, it takes some practice and it's hard to, you know, tell somebody no, because us as human beings, especially me, I'm a people pleaser. You know, I want people to like me, you know, and I don't want them to dislike me. I want those normal, natural human instincts and stuff that cry out. But if you can learn this, it will serve you very, very well. You know, no is a complete sentence. Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. And the next one here is clear expectations from both sides. And this needs to be verbally agreed to as well as in the contract. Clear expectations in terms of what the client will be providing, you know, in terms of the content they'll be providing, the images, the copy, they'll be providing the logo, any other, you know, designs, whatever. Or, you know, if you're going to be designing that as well, it needs to be very, very clearly outlined in your contract, and just clear expectations all around, so that the client knows what you're going to be delivering to them, so that if you give them a website with placeholder content, they're not confused, vice versa. You just want to be on the same page.
Absolutely. And Tim, I think these are some really good tips and tools for helping prevent scope creep with your web development clients. We hope this helps you guys out. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's all for me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.